On top of being the most expensive ballot measure in state history, next week's referendum on oil taxes may also be one of the most contentious. The polling shows a tight race, with the state's voters almost equally divided on the question, which means that no matter which side you're on, it's almost inevitable you'll have to deal with someone who disagrees. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has this story of a block divided.
Denise Rozelle and Dan Anderson share a lot as neighbors. He plows her driveway, she lets him park his truck there. Their Spinard Ranch homes are nearly identical, save the paint jobs. But there's one area where they're clearly divided.
I'm voting yes on Proposition 1.
I'm voting no on Proposition 1.
The neighbors have been waging a tiny battle of the yard signs. It started when Rozelle put one up that said, "Repeal the oil giveaway." Anderson responded with a sign supporting the new tax structure, and he propped it up 6 feet high.
Yeah, they gave me a shorter sign, and I put it on a longer pole to get it above everybody else, I guess.
So Rozelle raised hers, too, and stuck another yes on one sign to the side of her house. Then they started adding candidate signs. Anderson was approached by the Mia Costello for state Senate campaign, and Rozelle put up signs for
Claire Ross and then Matt Klayman. And now I have a baggage sign up as well.
By now, she thinks people have noticed the escalation.
We just kind of talked about if our neighbors were laughing at our sign wars out there.
The rivalry is friendly, but Rozelle and Anderson see the referendum as a critical fight over Alaska's future. Crude has brought in more than $100 billion in state tax dollars since the North Slope fields were developed, but now less oil is being pumped out of them. Rozelle was one of nearly 50,000 voters who signed a petition to get the referendum on the ballot, and she doesn't think capping the tax rate will stop that decline. As a teacher, she's worried it will just mean less money for schools.
Our state constitution says we're an owner state, and it seems that we are giving away our resources to somebody else, to oil companies.
Meanwhile, Anderson thinks that lower taxes will encourage industry to find new oil, which could be good for a contractor like him.
My economy is based on me having a job. And in Alaska, more jobs come out of oil than almost anything.
Both Rozelle and Anderson have spent a lot of time thinking about the question and trying to approach it from good faith. For all their passion, they each acknowledge the global oil market is so unpredictable, you can't be certain how much each tax system will capture in the future, and that how you vote depends on who you trust in a lot of ways. But even though they both feel strongly about the referendum, they're not talking about it with each other too much.
It's very serious. You know, my neighbor and I have to agree to not discuss it because we want to remain friends. You know, we have a lot to lose if we became enemies.
Not all the sign wars being waged this campaign cycle have been so civil. Recently, the Vote Yes, Repeal the Giveaway campaign has been posting photos to their Facebook page of handmade signs that have been smashed, and they say they have one report of a sign being set on fire. The Vote No on One campaign also says they've had to deal with signs being stolen and vandalized. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.